producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. On a cool Thursday morning, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Today it's just going to be me and you. Day before yesterday, well, Monday. D.C. Has asked the federal judge that struck down their blanket ban on possessing guns in public. They want that stricken. You made this ruling, now strike it. Get rid of it. We don't want it no more. They're saying that he failed to conduct the analysis required by controlling law and relied on flawed, non-controlling decisions from other jurisdictions when he declared D.C.'s public handgun ban as unconstitutional, according to the city's lawyers. What they're basically saying is, we're special. It doesn't matter that regular citizens get to carry guns in other locales everywhere else but here. We're special, and we don't want them doing it. They cite the district's unique character as justification for the handgun ban. They state the district, in addition to being the seat of federal government and the home to the president, is host to thousands of foreign dignitaries each year, and the site has many mass demonstrations. Potential for armed mischief is just perhaps greater in the District of Columbia than any other American city. Okay. Here's the thing. Whenever somebody wants to shoot at the White House, they manage to shoot at the White House. Despite the blanket ban on, and that's because the people that are going to shoot at the White House or shoot at dignitaries or try to assassinate the president or members of Congress are going to try to do that anyway, whether there's a law allowing handgun carry or not. Judge Scullin declared their ban on carrying guns in public to be unconstitutional in July, and they gave the city officials until October 22nd to craft new regulations in line with his ruling. They have appealed that deadline, and they've asked for more time. They haven't gotten it. Now, this request for reconsideration is part and parcel of theirs on their way to appealing the ruling. Now, the Supreme Court in the Heller decision already struck down their complete ban on handguns in 2008. And here's the thing about judges. When they're writing their decisions, they need to think beyond the obvious. I'm almost certain that the Supreme Court figured, well, they'll get in line. But they didn't, did they? Because totalitarians are going to do whatever they can do to restrict you. In D.C., while there may be some people that have some very nice jobs and get to dress very well and get to be on TV all the time, there's still regular people there. And they deserve a right to their own self-defense. All of these dignitaries and the president and you know, all of these supposedly, the supposed VIPs, they have armed security teams. The president on the White House has got anti-aircraft missiles. White House can repel a whole bunch of stuff. Unless it's, you know, in the script of Olympus Has Fallen. If you believe that, if you want to believe that the D.C. police, the Secret Service and everybody else is that incompetent, well, I guess that's a possibility. But for the regular people that live in the District of Columbia, they've already had homicide has already gone down just because of the mere existence of guns. Just, you know, that you have to jump through a very complicated series of flaming hoops in order to own a gun and have it in your house. But homicide has gone down. And that's a good thing. Why are these people resisting the good things? Why do so many of them resist the good things? Why do they think it's a bad idea for people to be able to protect themselves? That's the biggest question I've ever had. Why is it bad for regular people to be able to protect themselves? Why do the moms, you know, the moms want to SWAT people? They see somebody in a Kroger, well, they're going to call the cops. I saw a man with a gun, and he's going to rob the place. And SWAT will respond. And then there may be somebody dying out of that for no reason other than the fact that he was abiding by the Constitution. That is an aberration to say. It's an aberration to say, I executed my God-given, civil, and constitutionally codified rights, and it killed me. That's messed up on so many levels. And... and yet they continually do it. Every time they talk about this, they're out. You know, they talked about campus carry, concealed carry on campuses. I think that would be a splendid idea. College students, just because they're students, doesn't mean they give up their civil rights for 4 years of college, does it? But they don't want it because they're afraid, you know, that you'll be in a quantum physics discussion and two people will, you know, not agree with the theorems being put forth, and then they're going to go to gunplay right there in front of the horrified professor. Or you're going to see somebody cutting you off at the parking lot, or somebody's going to get the last Xbox One or the last pair of new Nikes or whatever, and it's going to resort to gunplay, which it never does. It never has. That's because people that carry guns are law-abiding people. They're not compulsive. They're not. They can't. They can maintain their composure and maintain control of their emotions. And they're not going to pull that gun unless they really have to. Then it's going to be a bad day for somebody. But all this other stuff they put forth is just simple nonsense. And some people, there's some people out there. I really wish the anti-gunners would notice this show, because the calls would be, they would be hilarious. They would call up and say, so, gun nut, why don't you go suck on a bullet? Well, I'm sorry, sir. I was just putting forth my opinion that I, you know, while I don't want to compel you to do anything you don't want to, I do want to be able to defend myself. Yeah, go suck on a bullet, and maybe your children will kill you. These guys are so, so compassionate for their fellow man, especially for the self-reliant. And I know what that is. This is them projecting. They fear defending themselves. They fear confrontation. So they'll confront me over the phone, and they may confront me on the street if they feel safe, and they, you know, they know deep down inside I'm not going to shoot them down for confronting me. So they have nothing to fear there. So they'll do all that stuff. But if somebody were to really attack them, they don't have the stones to fight back. They're afraid to go learn how to do it, and they project their fear upon me. It's a lot of self-loathing. I did pay attention during the hoplophobic part of my psychology courses when I was in medical school, right before I flunked out for sleeping through the rest of them. So, the crybabies, they don't really have a real legitimate leg to stand on. It's the same tired argument. It's the same false data. And in the meantime, you got a bunch of guys in government constantly looking for a way to restrict their rights. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right. Welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This country was formed on this notion that minorities, the minority, whatever it was, whether it was political party, ethnicity, whatever it is, that it would be protected, not ignored, and never, never persecuted or prosecuted. So, The whole notion of gun control is actually just the tip of the iceberg as far as rights are concerned. Now we have devolved so much that we have these singular crybaby incidents that gets their, everything wads up just south of the belt. And then a bunch of rights start being stripped or ignored in order to placate them. Now, I saw this example, and it has nothing to do with the gun issue, but it has everything to do with the method of restricting rights. And the reason I pursue the gun issue so vociferously is that if they take away the guns, if we became a gun-free nation, then, they can take it as far as they want to go. And every time, historically, every time that's ever happened, that's been bad. Now, this time it's somebody that took the same mentality and decided to apply it to the First Amendment. They forced a local restaurant to remove a sign it was allowed to place in a median because that restaurant paid a donation for the upkeep to the median. It was part of the Winooski Main Street Operation Bloom Volunteer Program. So the sign, the name of the bistro was Sneakers, and the sign is in the shape of a caution sign, yield for sneakers, and at the bottom of the sign is the word bacon. Bacon. Now the sign, a lot of people use bacon as sort of a, this is a really good thing we got going on here. I got a camera in the mail yesterday that is bacon. But give it time. There's always going to be somebody that can look at anything and make some sort of a holy war out of it. Now, in this case, in Winooski, which I don't know where Winooski is, but in Winooski, there was a local Muslim woman, and she flew into a fit of rage because the sign dared to say bacon, and because she doesn't eat pork. She claimed that as a vegan Muslim, she was personally offended by the sign and that it was insensitive to other people who don't eat pork. Now, this is where the Winooski militia needs to swing into action, because apparently the Sneakers Bistro is going out with guns and forcing people at gunpoint to come in and have a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich in their bistro. Forcing the pork product into the gullets of the vegans. No, wait a minute, that's not happening, is it? No. Here we have an intolerant bacon hater who's so hypersensitive she can't even see the word bacon without being personally offended. Oh, but it doesn't stop there. She rallied people to the internet to verbally attack and bash the restaurant. And just to remind you again, she is a Muslim vegan. How often is she and her cabal actually going to eat at a place that serves a bacon sandwich? Now, if somebody were to do a depiction of the Prophet Muhammad sucking on strips of bacon, I'm sure that would lead to outrage, that grisly image. That is offensive. I could see where that would be offensive to somebody who is of the Islamic faith. But just a word, just five letters. Does she go grocery shopping? Has she found a grocery store that doesn't sell bacon? Have they issued a fatwa against Porky Pig? But this isn't the most ridiculous part of the story. The ridiculous part of the story is that the restaurant capitulated. They not only capitulated, but they started slurping all over her fourth point of contact. And, by the way, this sign had been up for 2 months before it got noticed with the offending word bacon. From the Sneakers Bistro Facebook page, we're here to serve people breakfast, not politics. We removed the sign that was located on public property as a gesture of respect for our diverse community. a gesture of respect. How about somebody respecting the Constitution? How about that? Where was her gesture of respect for not being an intolerant twit in regards to your sign? Are they going to remove all advertising signs with potentially offensive slogans? If you find one, somebody else is going to be offended by something else. Will they block out the front window of their establishment so this woman can walk by it, you know, just paint it over so she can walk by and not see people eating bacon? Because, good God, what would that do? The owners of sneakers are cowards. They earn the right to put whatever they want in there as long as it's not obscene. They donated for the upkeep of the medium. They were allowed to put up a sign to advertise, and no sane person would take that sign to be an attack on anyone. I mean, I know a couple of vegetarians, and I can say bacon and steak and fish and all this other stuff in front of them. They don't start flinching or a tick in their eye or something. Caleb Wiley, who is a Winooski resident, said, "I respect her religion and her right to believe what she wants, but I'm pretty sure the First Amendment extends to bacon and the selling of it." But this is the abomination of America. Constitutional rights don't mean nothing if someone is offended. Let's just rip up the old document. It is so outdated. And this is what happens when you begin to let things slide. When you let the political correctness mob make the rules. We're not going to please them. We cannot please them unless we do everything they say. If that's what you want to do, then you can please them. Just go all the way. Just become one of them. I'm not going that route. I don't particularly care if I offend them or not. I mean, if I'm sitting there having a bacon cheeseburger and somebody comes in and goes, "Oh, dear God," and, you know, crosses themselves and starts throwing holy water on me, I'm just going to sit there and go, "I'm going to take care of you when I finish eating my delicious bacon cheeseburger. I'm going to get up and I'm going to dust you, okay? Just stand right there. You can keep throwing the holy water on me if you want to. It's not doing what you think, actually. I sort of appreciate it." Everybody out there today, all of you, it's still early enough. Go get a bacon sandwich right now. Protest. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at kdarmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danbillett.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 400-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right. Welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. While we're on break, I have organized a massive protest at Genesis Communications, the sprawling campus that is Genesis Communications, to protest what is happening in Winooski. Hey, Shotgun, are you eating a bacon sandwich right now?
I'm getting my intern sent out just now to make sure that's going to happen.
When it gets done, I want to see a stack of bacon sandwiches, passing them out amongst, you know, John and Danae and the sales staff, everybody, Jason, Matt, all those guys.
Oh, I am melting with the smell of bacon as we speak.
There you go. Genesis doesn't have any vegans. We're carnivores. But that's beside the point. I'm just a little angry that someone would dare protest bacon. Now, we've never talked about this, but, you know, school shootings are horrible, primarily because the typical response is to lock the school down, then the police arrive, and then as parents, we get to mill around outside and watch and wait from a very safe distance, terrified, wondering whether our child is safe or dead or shot. And my solution is very simple, and it wouldn't take all of them, and we have historical precedent behind it. Now, right now, it is to allow teachers, the ones that want to volunteer to do it, it's to allow them to carry a gun on their person, not in their drawer, not in their briefcase, on them. Now, in Wellberger County, Texas, they've been allowing concealed carry since 2007. They're 36 minutes away from the authorized first responders. So They've started carrying guns, and they've been carrying guns for, 7 years. No incidents. Nobody, if you spoke to them, they'll say, yes, we do have them, but you can't know who they are. This is about to happen in the Argyle Independent School District in Texas. This is taking students and putting them behind something a little more effective than the text messaging alerts and ineffective bullet shields, doors that are easily breached. Putting faculty and staff in there with a weapon, with some know-how, means that the spree shooter ends before his fantasy gets to play out. In Missouri, there's a training company, I can't remember, I think it's called Shield Protection or something like that, Shield Solutions. They're trying to get Missouri teachers, make it legal for them to carry a gun in school. And the ones that are going to the training, they have to train and get a higher score than the law enforcement that they train. Law enforcement can pass with a 70. With Shield Solutions, you have to pass with a 90. And if you mess up at Shield Solutions, they have you running up and down this hill. I'd be paying attention. I don't like to run. I don't like to run up a hill. I don't like to run down a hill. I just don't like to run. So, why is this a good idea? I'll tell you why. In a school, for example, most schools have hallways. Now, I went to a school, there was an experiment where they called this the individually guided education experiment. And we were assigned to there would be a series of six teachers in this big open area. And there were no walls. And, I could shoot somebody with my specially designed crate rubber band with the paper clips wrapped in tinfoil. I could shoot them from 50 feet away. But schools nowadays, they have hallways. Now, in the military strategic tactical parlance, that would be called a kill box. Because in a hallway, unless you can go left or right and get in behind cover, you are wide open. Most spree shooters stroll down these things because they are doing what they do uncontested. And whoever dies next is purely based upon what the spree shooter, it's at his leisure. Am I going into this classroom? Okay. A teacher, most of these schools now are cinder block. A teacher that knows how to use a doorway firing at an angle is behind cover and has the spree shooter, the rampage killer, the active shooter, he's dead bang in their sights, and he's done. End of active shooter incident. Yay! All of these schools that are doing this are also coordinating this with law enforcement, so law enforcement will know who the gun carriers are. That's a smart thing to do. They're also using frangible ammunition, which is the state of the art for self-defense nowadays. This is ammunition that if it over-penetrates or misses and hits that cinder block wall behind it at an angle, it's going to come apart and it's going to become less lethal. Our current regime, the federally backed response is to lock up and wait it out. But when there's not a door, they don't make a door that cannot be breached, especially with a rapid and judicious expenditure of ammunition. Chew the door up in time. Give it time. Then what you have is a huddled mass of children behind a teacher that is going to do, she's going to spend the rest of her life protecting these children about both seconds of it. Why in the name of God is that a good idea? Now, there's a supposition. The other thing they say, well, these are teachers. They can't be expected to be soldiers. They can't be expected to be police. People defending themselves with a gun, they don't have to have a degree. and they don't have to be specifically trained in Mogadishu to defend themselves with a gun. All of these schools that are actually implementing this program are going to be safe. They're not even going to have a spree shooter attempt to come in, because he will get stopped. When the gun-free zone goes away, the target of opportunity goes with it. And in some places, this is being resisted heavily. We can't have teachers packing guns. What if a student gets... What about the inner city? What about this? What about that? What about the other? I have a secondary solution. If you don't like the teachers being armed, here's a secondary solution. There's plenty of veterans around today that we could get them to strap up, and I mean strap them up for combat. Put about 6 per school. Put a few outside, put a few inside. Give them communications. The little darlings will never be touched. That will be their mission, and they will execute their mission well. If you don't want the teachers to take on the responsibility, put it in the hands of somebody that will actually go out there and run towards the gunfighter. And barring that, shut up! Because this is the trend of things to come. It is a sad predicament to be in here, but hey, mainstream media, if you did not glamorize these guys so much, if their Facebook page didn't become the most popular one for 2 weeks, maybe we wouldn't have as many of these. And hey, these, you know, some of these same teachers, I don't know if they would carry a gun, but we got to stop medicating kids. We really do. It means parenting. It means engaging them as teachers and everything else. If you don't want to get rid of the psychotropic drugs, and if you don't want to really go all out and put a fire team in place and let them deal with it, then you're going to have to arm teachers. Simple as that. I'm tired of school children getting shot because a bunch of mealy-mouthed politicians don't have the stones to do what needs to be done. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy. with the 30 Bottles 30 Days Summer Giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNLive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30 Bottles 30 Days Summer Giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Welcome back, and I need to start doing this every time I welcome you back. This is now the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio, by the way, if you didn't know that. Frog Lube is the title sponsor. Those of you who have never heard of Frog Lube as a lubricant for your weapon, you need to go out there and discover it. You will not believe what this does for the weapon. And they have such a variety of different products. All of these green, by the way. All environmentally safe. You can actually ingest it if you want to. And one of the things I really like about slathering my weapon up with it is that when it gets done, your weapon smells like a York peppermint patty. I haven't quite figured out how they did that. And they won't tell me. A lot of people, and we've talked about this recently, but we need to keep this in mind. There can be no more compromise when it comes to our rights, any of them. Mahatma Gandhi said, all compromise is based on give and take, but there can be no give and take on fundamentals. Any compromise on mere fundamentals is a surrender, for it is all give and no take. Ayn Rand. In any compromise between food and poison, it is only death that can win. In any compromise between good and evil, it is only evil that can profit. I remember in civics class, they used to talk about compromise, how intransience leads to nowhere. Stalled negotiations accomplish nothing. If you want to advance the political agenda, you must sometimes make unsavory compromises and allow that which you do not want to win advance, if only a little. And we hear the same kind of nonsense today. Especially when politicians drool out the justifications as to why they voted for a particular bill. We've had $45 billion forced budget cuts out of sequestration. We don't really have that anymore. John Boehner had to explain that away. There would have been no progress ending the government shutdown, we heard, right? I didn't see the big deal. Now, the way the Obama administration did it, trying to target World War II veterans that wanted to just look at their own memorial and everything else that they helped build, that was sort of mean-spirited, but we also heard that a government shutdown hurts everybody, right? I don't know. So in the name of progress, we got a deal. We had a compromise. Now, where has compromise gotten us with the Second Amendment. Well, it's gotten us the Hughes Amendment. The Hughes Amendment is particularly onerous simply because it drives the price of things up. The Hughes Amendment was it amends the Gun Control Act of 1968, and that says that it's perfectly legal if you're willing to do all the stuff you have to do to own an automatic weapon. But with the Hughes Amendment, it has to have been built prior to 1986. So that shortens the supply of what's available to you. So 2 or 3 days before the Hughes Amendment went in effect, a lower, say for an AR-15 or making it an M16, an M16 lower with the fully automatic sear in it, was about $550. Now, if you found one for $15,000, you would be lucky. So essentially, they've been banned. They got us the National Firearms Act, which heavily regulates, basically banning, unless you, once again, you're willing to go through suppressors and short-barreled rifles and shotguns and automatic weapons. It got us the federal licensing requirement and the Gun Control Act of 1968. And a lot of this was pushed along with help from the NRA. The NRA supported the National Firearms Act of 1934. It's actually a revenue-driving thing. For everything that you own, if you have five suppressors, you've got five tax stamps that cost you $200 a piece. They have backed many gun control bills in the past. And they don't deny it. They're proud of their common-sense compromises. But I'm not really here to talk to you about the NRA. I'm just talking about compromise in general. Right now, today, for example, Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation wants to try to work a compromise out for universal background checks because he believes that's just going to happen. He believes it's inevitable. The efforts to destroy our rights and to subvert them continue, and it's unabated, and it's very well funded. So where's the compromise here? What compromise can be made between life and death, or between slavery and freedom? And what we're talking about here is a compromise between good and evil. When you co-mingle even a little bit of evil in with the good as a compromise, what you're getting is tainted goods. There should be no compromise when it comes to our rights. There should be no evil injected into the fundamental good that is our freedom. Any proposition to inject poison into our drink, and our very best is going to result in sickness, and too much of it will end up in nothing but death as a consequence. So for a reality check, here's your reality. The assaults on our freedoms will continue. Sometimes the ebb and flow, there will be peaks and valleys. Right now, it's unabated. If we capitulate right now on universal background checks, which is their grail for some reason right now, they will destroy the last way we can sell guns as private property without government interference. The moment you give any government the ability to control your access to firearms, you leave open the possibility, no matter how small it is, that a certain class of people will be denied that access, leaving them unable to defend themselves and powerless to stand up to a malevolent government. And eliminating private firearm sales is what universal background checks are for. Is there a compromise with this? Should we give up on this, capitulate on this, because we fear that a more onerous law will pass? Something worse will come. Why not the devil we know? Should we give up the fight because of his supposed new normal reality? The short answer to that is simply no. Compromises are what have got us to this point. Compromises, I mean, you know, when we were negotiating the end of World War II, we only accepted unconditional surrenders. That's what conquerors do. That's what winners in combat do. We're locked in ideological combat for the heart and soul of the Republic. We're not sitting around, all of these arguments, the bacon sign, the background checks, concealed carry permits, all of these things that we do shouldn't even be in place. I am as guilty of it as you are. We have thousands upon thousands of gun control laws. And during the height of all these gun control laws, before we had concealed carry, crime was going up. Gun control does not stop violence in this country. It just makes it more and more difficult for the law-abiding to defend themselves against violence. Now, what you need to do is get in your mind's eye what would be for you the epitome of innocence, whether it's your grandchild for me, your children, some students you have, and look at them and say to yourself, I would defend them. But then the next question is how? If you're not going to do it for yourself, do it for them. This is an obligation. This is what obligates us to living in a republic. It's a republic as long as we can keep it. Let's slide into the second hour, shall we? On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your healthcare power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.